Preview by Julie Jones. Narrated by Scarlett Fox. Narrated for Lust. Much to my surprise, it hadn't been all that embarrassing going to work the day after my encounter with Miller in the bar, or the next day, or the next. He had acted completely normal, always being his pleasant but professional self. I found myself both relieved and a bit disappointed by that. Relieved because of obvious reasons, disappointed because I didn't really know why. It wasn't as if I had expected some kind of relationship to bud or anything, but he had fucked me. With his fingers, true, but it was a fuck by definition, in a crowded bar, with unknowing colleagues mere yards away. And it seemed somewhat appropriate to not at least acknowledge the intimacy that had passed between us. Then again, I've had enough one-night stands to know that you do the deed, you leave, and that's that. But when a man whose divine fingers, well, three of them at least, have entered your vagina, greets you with a formal, "Good morning, Miss Parker, how do you do?" 4 days in a row, one tends to find it unnerving. So much so that on the day of the first preview, the fifth day after the incident, I was seriously considering making booty calls to every single one-nighter, ex, and experimental college roommate I had ever had, just to get it out of my system, get him out of my system. In the end, I decided against it. I would be way too busy all day, the whole evening through, and well into the night anyway. Preview night is not the night for sexy escapades. It's a night for dressing up in my best secretarial look, grey pencil skirt and geeky glasses included, and go pro. So I did. It happened not even 15 minutes before the show was supposed to start. The bell had just rung for the first time and people were beginning to take their seats. I was busy managing the complete cock-ups of the bar staff. They couldn't even slice lemons properly. That's when I heard five heavy thuds and something that sounded like a mix between a grizzly bear roaring and a teenage girl shrieking at a One Direction gig. Not a pleasant sound. And most definitely not a pleasant sight when I made my way over to the stairs and found the co-writer of the whole damn score, flat on the floor, clutching his left hand, face all scrunched up in agony. I got down next to him and tried to help him up. Seconds later, a pair of shiny black shoes appeared next to me and a voice boomed from above my head. Oh shit. Miller. Of course it was Miller. He had left the VIPs mingling in the lobby and rushed over to check up on his friend. He got down next to me with a worried look on his face. Steve, you all right there, mate? No. A faint whimper was heard from the otherwise always so loud and cheerful Mr. Brooks down on the floor. Mr. Miller, would you kindly stay with Mr. Brooks while I go get help? I tried to act as professional around him as he managed to do around me, adding titles and proper language helped. Yes, yes, of course. Dazzling green eyes full of worry met mine, and a large hand with slim fingers waved a silent thank you at me when I stood up and rushed off in search of Jim. It dawned on me a few minutes later, when I was watching our resident physiotherapist trying to figure out what to do next, that I hadn't even reacted to Miller's hands.